Very good evening to you, and today I am going to open and taste the Aspel Draft Cider 5.5% volume. But before I pour it, let's just have a quick look at the bottle. So you've definitely got a fantastic original shaped bottle with a very, very long neck, very attractive bottle. It's crafted in Aspel, Suffolk, the cider house. Cider with a Y, a crisp medium dry cider with the aroma of fresh green apples, established 1728, so should be able to make cider by now. A classic cider with a delicate taste of fresh pressed apples, crafted in the original cider house, Suffolk. Appearance pale straw, fruity and floral, fresh apple taste. And then you see, to my mind, I look at that and I think, wow, you know, they've taken a lot of effort over the label. Now, I haven't actually checked these labels in the shop. I've just bought them because I thought, oh, this is a classic, this is a good one, let's try this, you know, this is British. And so I'm reading the label now for the first time. The front looks fantastic. Established 1728, Suffolk, cider, 5.5%. And then we turn it around. And this is where we struggle, because I'm reading the small print. I'm not suggesting that I'm struggling to read the small print, okay? But it's in reading the small print, before I even pour the glass, that's going to really tell me what's going on. Now, I said in the introduction to this that one of these ciders is a product masquerading as cider, but is in fact just toxic rubbish. And it might not be the only one. And evidently it's not the only one, because this one says ingredients, and the first ingredient is water. I don't even want water as an ingredient in cider. I don't mind it in beer, because it takes 4 pints of beer to brew a pint of beer. It takes 4 pints of water to brew a pint of beer. Okay. So beer is water with ingredients. Cider is much more akin to wine. So wine is pressed grapes. Cider is pressed apples. So why would I have any water in the product? And the first ingredient, which must be the greatest ingredient, is water. Then we have apple juice. Then we have glucose syrup. I wouldn't have bought it if I'd realised this. Apple juice from concentrate, sugar, acid, malic acid, ascorbic acid, potassium. And then it gives us the calories and so on. I don't think I've ever read a group of ingredients which is such a pile of trash, including apple juice, apple from concentrate, and glucose syrup. I mean, this, which I thought was a, you know, a bona fide company, although I've heard they've been bought out by the Canadians, this Suffolk company is trying to sell me water and glucose syrup, and they've had the nerve to call it cider. No wonder they put a Y in it. Right, let's get it open, but I think you can probably tell already by now I am deeply disgusted, not just disappointed, I'm deeply disgusted that a product that's passing itself off as a cider is just water and glucose syrup and lots of acids. Well, somewhere in there was some apple concentrate. Right, can you see how angry I am? Because you know how enthusiastic I am. It's nice. I mean, the packaging is beautiful, so it's going to score highly on that. I'm absolutely disgusted with this one because I'm deeply shocked that something that seemed so bona fide could be such a pile of pants. It's no better and probably worse, in fact, than the old Mount, which, you know, seriously don't buy that junk. But we'll go through it, you know, just like the other ones, and it's had its chance at one little fling at glory, which was, you know, to prove itself a bona fide product. Very fizzy. So let's just tilt the glass. Beautiful, beautiful bottle. Beautiful bottle. And I've never read such a pile of junk ingredients. And part of why I'm doing this, apart from the fact I'm very, very passionate about British cider, or at least the real ones, not the masqueraders, but it's to highlight, you know, what we're being passed off with as consumers, and to highlight the differences between things, and to encourage you to look and think and to, you know, compare and analyse. It's not just about cider, is it? It's about the whole consumer thing right across the board. I could be comparing tartar sauces or, you know, macaroni cheese. Right, so here we go. Aspel Draft Cider, packaging and provenance. Right, now, I'm just trying to read what it says about the provenance. But we don't need to know, do we? Because we've got the ingredients. Right, so the packaging, I would say, is absolutely 5. I'm doing it out of 6. I can't remember from last time. Right, so I'm doing it out of 6, right? So the packaging is can have 3 out of 3, basically. It's definitely a 3. Fantastic. Could hardly be better packaging. And the looks of the cider is fantastic as well. But the provenance, now, We assume, but we don't absolutely know, or we want to assume, that the apples come from Suffolk. However, the ingredients list clearly states that it's apple juice from concentrate. So, as far as I'm concerned, that's done it. It doesn't matter whether the apple concentrate comes from Suffolk or wherever else. Apple concentrate just isn't a product that I want in a cider. And I certainly don't want water. Definitely do not want glucose syrup, sugar, or any of those acids, unless they're just not going to tell me about them. Right, so the provenance then is 0, and the packaging is 3. So that's a 3. The look of the cider, I personally think it's absolutely delightful. It's a very light pear gold, almost silvery gold. It really is fantastic. It looks very, very inviting. I'm going to give that a 6. I don't think it can go for less than that. And then I'm moving on to the nose. I'm not sure what to think about the nose because it is quite nice. But now I've looked at the ingredients list, I'm completely biased. You see, I'm getting a little bit of apple on the nose, but then I'm starting to ask myself, isn't that the glucose syrup and the sugar kicking in? So there is a nice nose. I'm going to give it 3 for the nose, okay, because I'm a bit suspicious of what the nose might really be. So the next thing is apple taste. It's been a warm day. I've really gulped it. It's a good thing I looked at the ingredients, right? Because I'm not surprised now on anything, but I would say that's rather sharp for apples, considering they've put sugar and glucose syrup in it. It hasn't got much business being really sharp, has it? You see, it hasn't got, I mean, I know it's only 5.5%, so it's not one of the big ciders, but I'm getting 3 different things. I'm getting this water product with bubbles. I'm getting a sharpness which is passing for possible apples, but it's probably malic acid. And I'm getting in my head, this is a product that's just loads of ingredients, where it should really just be apples and whatever yeast they need to put in to get it kicking. So, apple taste. I'm going to give it one more. I'm really shocked because I've bought Aspals since my 20s. Was it always water, glucose syrup and apple concentrate? Or has it just recently become that? Because going back to 1728, it couldn't have been that. They wouldn't have had apple concentrate or glucose syrup in those days. So it's Rotherham to even bother putting established 1728. The name might be, but cider is a modern conglomerate, which is vile, toxic rubbish, okay? Apple taste, I'm going to put a zero on that one. Extra taste. It's definitely got extra taste, but they're not what we want, are they? They're not the taste of nice crunchy apples. It's a factory made product. That is a fact. It's a factory made product. I'm just putting zero for the taste. And then a clean palate. Well, yeah, water does have a clean palate. So I think it could rank quite highly on that. It would give it a four for that. Nice clean palate of water. Fizzy water. Bubbles? The bubbles are superb. They are busy, slowly coming up to the top, and they're really quite champagne-esque. So it's going to score very well on the bubbles. You can see the problem with this criteria is that some of the rubbish is going to score well on certain things, and others, like the Henry Weston still, obviously is going to get a zero for bubbles. And since I'm doing it on the highest score, it's, you know, there's a bit of difficulty in there. But I think the very, very best ciders are going to score very highly all round. And so even if they fall down on something like bubbles, they're still going to score so highly that they will come right up to the top. So bubbles, I'm just going to give it a six for bubbles because I really do think that is a beautiful product. It looks beautiful, but as we can see, looks on everything. However, I do think the look of both a beer and a cider are extremely important, because these are products which these days, although it wouldn't have been true, you know, over 100 years ago, they'd have been served in a leaven or a pewter jug. But in today's world, it's usually served in a clear glass, and therefore the look of it is massively important, because you're going to look at it before you drink it, and you're going to smell it before you drink it. So the feel-good factor. Now, this is very, very difficult, right? And this is why I believe this type of consumer reviews are massively good for teaching analytical thinking, because even though I might be biased, I still want to be true to the concept of the criteria. And the feel-good factor, on the one hand, is an absolute zero, because I now know I'm just drinking a junk product, which I'm absolutely disgusted about, because it passes itself off and deliberately does so to look like a really bona fide ancient cider house, and calls itself a cider house, you know. So the feel-good factor from the packaging and the look of the cider is very, very high. In fact, it could hardly be higher. But the feel-good factor from knowing that it isn't cider, and from also knowing that whatever you're getting in the taste isn't apples and it isn't cider, because brought back to life concentrate, you know, I don't care how good the apples were in the first place, it's not going to taste the same as actual apples. There can't be any feel good in that, can there? So I'm going to put that in as a three, as in six for the look and everything, but zero for the reality of what it is. So it's going to score halfway between six and zero, which is three. Now, good with cheese. I mean, could this sort of product be good with anything? You know, but I'm just going to taste it again. And bear in mind, I've got to drink the rest of this evening. And I've got a really, really lovely meal. I've got prawns, or at least I've just realised I haven't got prawns because I haven't defrosted them. Okay, so I haven't got prawns. It doesn't matter. It's a matter of least. I've got mackerel and I've got cottage cheese, coleslaw. I've got carrots to grate. I've got apple to grate. That could be nice. I've got cucumbers, tomato, you know, some salad stuff as some lettuce. And it's great. And I've even got a surprise fish ingredient that I don't want to tell you about because I'm going to put it onto an amazing pizza, which I'm going to do. And you can read all about the pizza. It's called Ocean in Motion pizza. Okay, and I'm going to give you the recipe and exactly how to do it, but it's top secret. So I'm going to have a kind of fish cheese salad in a bit. And I've got this cider. So let's see, is it going to go well? I have to say, you know, the best ciders with cheese are the ones that are really heavily oak matured. But even though I've actually given it zero for taste because I'm annoyed about it. But maybe I should give it a 2 for extra taste. So I'll go back on that and I'll cross that 0 out. I'll give it a 2 because there's something about it which isn't going to negate cottage cheese. Okay, now I don't know whether that's a compliment to a cider or not, but this cider, I think it'll go with cottage cheese. I mean, I'm never going to buy it again, never going to buy another Aspel product ever again, because I feel absolutely appalled that they're passing it off with a beautiful bottle. Everything looks traditional, and they even harp on about 1728, and I don't think they were making cider with glucose syrup in 1728, you know. And then that's just my personal thing as a consumer. I don't just want value for money. I don't just want the best taste. I want in total integrity. Don't try and pass something off as something it isn't. Okay, so good with cheese, I'm going to give that a 2. All right, and so let's see what we've got. 3 for packaging, 6 for the look of the cider. It does look really good. It's not cider, but it looks good. Nose 3, apple taste 0, extra taste a generous 2, clean palate 4, bubbles 6, feel good factor 3, and good with cheese. You know, I'm being very, just very objective, okay? So that's 12, 14, 24, 29. And the Merrydown from last time got 18, and the Old Mout got 23, so it's done very, very well at 29. Don't buy the Old Mout anything. 29. 12, 14, 24, 29. The other ciders last time were 40, 38, 18, 37, 23 and 43. It was the Western's Cloudy that got 43. It really was an absolutely superb cider. And it wasn't masquerading toxic shite. Okay. So hopefully this particular tasting has given you an insight into what I'm looking for. My passion about this. Generally, why consumer reviewing is so important and so good for you. And, you know, there are a lot of products out there that are doing everything they can to pass themselves off as stupendous, and they're absolute shite. Do not buy Aspel or Old Mout.